Israeli soldiers have been spending this week confronting settlers who don't want to go. That's the sound of Gaza settlers shouting at an Israeli general. All this week, we've been hearing different perspectives from Gaza, and this morning we called an Israeli soldier, Colonel Ronan Wolf. He commands a base camp for thousands of Israeli soldiers and police.
We built a very large tent site near Kibbutz Re'im. It's near Gaza Strip. About 14,000 soldiers and police officers. In Israeli terms, it's a very big base. Our main goal in this camp is to give the best conditions to these soldiers.
What has the atmosphere been like day by day as people have come back from another day of doing this?
For the soldiers and for the police officers, it's a very difficult mission. So when they come here at about 7 or 8 o'clock, they get hot food, very good food, and they have very big canteens and fast food, satellite TV, cellular service stations, soft drinks, and everything to make their life better after the very difficult mission.
After your 24 years in the IDF, you must have many acquaintances or friends who are among those who are going out every day.
Yes.
What are some of the stories that you hear?
A very, very difficult to take people from their home, small children, and women, and people that lived in the Gaza Strip about 10 years, 20 years, very difficult for them. But we prepared these people mentally. The soldiers are very strong. To this mission, we took senior soldiers, not young soldiers, and officers. So they are strong, mentally strong to this mission.
What is the key to getting through this mission for your troops to succeed?
We let them cry if they need. We let them hug, give a big hug to the men they take out. But all my soldiers, all the troops here make it very, very good, this mission.
You've been out to look around at some of these settlements as they've been evacuated. Is there a specific scene or a specific moment that you can recall from when you've been out talking to the troops, watching what they're doing, that you think sums
maybe
up what's happening?
When I was in Nevet Kalim, it's a big settlement, I saw about maybe 500 soldiers and police officers with a black hat and a blue vest. They go very strongly to the main street, and the small children call them very, very bad words, and it's like a song against strong power against very weak people. But as I said, this is the mission and we have to do it.
How did your soldiers respond when they were in the street and being called names by children?
They just ignore it. They take their eyes down and they ignore it. But when they have to take someone from his house, from his home, and when some soldier take a woman or man from his home, he give him a big hug and hear the bad words, but continue to do his mission.
Do you think it's likely that of those 500 soldiers, there were probably some Israeli troops who more or less agreed with the kids, who completely disagreed with this mission, but are doing it because it's their duty and their job to do it?
Absolutely, yes. In Israel, we have about half of the population supported and half against this decision. I'm sure that in the army it's like that.
We've been speaking with Colonel Ronan Wolf. He's a commander of a camp, a base, for Israeli troops engaged in the withdrawal from Gaza. Colonel, thanks very much.
Thank you. Good day.
And the colonel is one of many voices we're hearing from Gaza this week. You can find a detailed map of the area being evacuated by going to our website, npr.org.